This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. They really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly, truly, truly being part of the conversation. I really do, again, I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you're spending, you know, just being involved and being engaged, even with each other. So I thought we'd do a little bit some of the crazy stories this hour. And then we're going to get into your health care. I mean, I'm so fed up. I'm sure if I took my blood pressure, if I had one of those watches, I remember Smokey and the Bandit. He had the watch on, and every time he got the blood pressure went up, it would just start beeping like crazy. I'm sure that's all you guys would hear, and you would think that I was just swearing all the time. Seriously. But, you know, you look at what's going on. These Democrats are filing lawsuits all across the country. Or at least in two or three states now, but I'm sure it'll get bigger than that once they figure out how to make this happen. Yeah, I know. Okay, here. Let me fix that for you. It's faster. All across the country, because they want the illegal votes to count. That's right. They want anybody who turned in a ballot, their vote should be counted. Even if they turned it in five, six, seven times, apparently. And again, don't you find it amazing? Usually, under normal circumstances, when you have ballots going in and they find ballots after they do the provisionals, the percentages are pretty darn close. There's no major shift. It very rarely changes the outcome of an election. But going back to the days of Al Sharpton, remember him? Not Al Sharpton, Al Franken. All those thieves look alike to me. Going back to the days of Al Franken, isn't it funny how all of a sudden these ballots showed up out of nowhere? Right? We heard tell. Now, I don't know if this is true. See if Edward Woodson can find out for us over the next couple of days. But apparently there was a bunch of ballots that were coming in the back door. Again, Dr. Gina Loudon's husband, John Loudon, saw it in Florida. Why? Why were they coming in the back door? Why was this so secretive? Why were people told to mind their own business? What's the problem? And Schumer's screaming now that he wants Governor Rick Scott to stay away from the vote counting. He should recuse himself. Why? He's still the governor. That's number one. Number two is he's calling them out and they don't like it. Schumer and team doesn't like it. It's wrong. See, when we vote people in, we don't just vote, we shouldn't be voting them in just for party. We vote them in because we believe them to be people of integrity and honesty and they're going to do the right thing. And they should do the right thing no matter what. You know, in California, when you run for office, you've got, as in my case, you have local people, it's a small community, that give decent money for campaigns. They want to see certain people stay in. Does that now mean that every time they come up in front of the board that we're not to vote, we're to recuse ourselves? So if a parent gives me $100 or $150 and they come up because they have a problem with their child, I should recuse myself? Or do you just not trust me? You either trust me or you don't. Money changes many people, but it doesn't change everybody. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, you know, frankly, this is scary. This is the biggest voting mess that I've seen in my adult life. And I'm just amazed, constantly amazed at how this turns out. Where was I? See, I get sidetracked. I forget where I started off or where I wanted to be. Anyway, we're going to, you know, again, we got a lot of stuff to get into. Kavanaugh's accuser. And this isn't a Joe thing. The question I have for you, when do we start holding, because the Dems will stop doing this if they end up going to jail for this stuff. When do we start holding people accountable for claims that they make that we later find out aren't true? When do we do that? Right? When you talk about the repercussions for women or men or whoever that accuse others of sexual assault, and you find out it's not true, what's the punishment? Matt Staver with Liberty Counsel, Liberty Counsel attorney, he told One News Now, the contents of a 414-page report issued by the Senate Judiciary Committee explains why people are being held accountable for accusing Brett Kavanaugh of sexual assault and even gang raping drugged girls. I want you to think about that for a minute. I want you to think about how heinous that is, how nasty, how terrible that is. And yet, some of the people that accused them of that now say they were lying. They weren't telling the truth. Do we let them go because they fessed up? Is there a price to pay? Is there something they should do? Should they at least make a public apology to Kavanaugh? Wouldn't that be the right thing to do? When do people pay for what they do wrong? Or do we only hold the think about what they wanted to do. They wanted to hold Kavanaugh responsible. They wanted him to step down because he was simply accused of. Now we find out those same accusers weren't telling the truth. So what should be done? Really, what should be done now? If the GOP had any kind of spine at this point in time, maybe we should start pushing a law through that says if you now, there's a difference between being mistaken and actually lying. Right? I mean, when you have the professor who said these three people were in the room and those three people said, no, we weren't, was that a lie? Did she just not get it, not understand? Did she make a mistake? I don't know. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Love to know what you think. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You're listening to The Real Side. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit ACS2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Caused an explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of this conversation. No, really. I mean, I want you part of the conversation. I want you, you know, to understand what's going on. You need to talk to each other. Right? You need to be involved with each other. And you never know. You never know what you might hear from each other. That it'll change your mind, strengthen your mind, strengthen your case, if you would. Anyway, always a pleasure. Truly, always a pleasure to have you with me. We were talking about the how when a sexual assault claim is made, especially in such a high case. I mean, they're all important. But when you're talking about taking on, you know, a Kavanaugh type, if you would, because we've seen this happen on more than one occasion, right? Are they ever responsible for, are the women ever responsible for what they say? Or do we believe them no matter what? That's my question. Do we just believe them no matter what? So, again, I want to get back to this. Because I think it's important. With all the noise that's going on, this has traveled under the radar, if you would. Remember what Kavanaugh was accused of? Forcing himself on Professor Ford, right? And then accusing him of sexual assault and even gang rape of drugged women. That's disgusting. After a thorough, exhaustive examination and investigation, Stiver says that they found that there was no evidence, zero evidence to support or corroborate any of the allegations or complaints. Zero, nothing. The Washington Times reported in a November 6th story that the committee report pointedly went after Julie Swetnick, who accused Kavanaugh of being president when girls were secretly drugged and raped. Remember, she said that he was there filling the punch bowls. Judiciary Chairman Charles Grassley had sent criminal referrals to the Justice Department. Right? Think about this. Swetnick and her attorney, Avenatti, who is now pretty broke. I don't know how he can afford to, how he's going to protect himself here. He's accusing them of breaking federal law by submitting false statements. Swetnick's last-minute claims, you know, this is really funny. Mrs. Clinton made many false statements. They were proved later on to be false. But she's not going to be touched. And she's going to probably run for president again. Isn't that wonderful? Swetnick's last-minute claims came after Christine Blasey Ford accused Kavanaugh of sexually assaulting her in the 1980s. Right? Through Senator Dianne Feinstein. Is she going to be investigated? Do you think Congress will investigate her for holding on to that information? What do you think? Probably not, right? Because they're too stuck on Trump. I guess all the subpoenas probably start with President Donald Trump. Can't put Feinstein in there. Feinstein and other Democrats were accused by Republicans of declaring Kavanaugh guilty by stating that they believe Ford. Now think about that. All these Antifa types, right, pounding on the Supreme Court doors, screaming that they believe Ford. They believe the victim. They believe the victim. Well, apparently the victim's not believable at this point. Now, am I saying that she wasn't raped or wasn't assaulted? No, I'm not saying that at all. But I'm saying for somebody who was 100% sure that it was Kavanaugh, nobody else that she was 100% sure that was there is any percent sure that it was Kavanaugh. Right? But you won't see anything come out of this. They won't investigate this. When Congress gets a hold of this, it won't go anywhere. I don't see it going anywhere. They won't be just 85. There's going to be more than 85. Are you serious? By the time they get done with the subpoena, it's going to be so much further than that. So much crazier than that. Okay, this story just, I love this story, by the way. Dads may soon be able to breastfeed their newborn babies with a first ever chest feeding kit. Now, here's what I don't understand. For those of you who don't believe in God, can you help me with this? So let's say you believe in Mother Nature, you believe in evolution. Well, don't you think if Mother Nature and evolution wanted men to breastfeed, they would have taken care of it by now? Maybe they don't want us to breastfeed for another million years or two. Don't you think you should let Mother Nature take its course? Who are you to speed it up? I'm just curious. When it comes to having babies, it's the woman who has to do all the hard work, according to the article. She's got to grow the human inside her for 9 months, push the infant out of her body, and then she has to make milk to nourish the little one. That's just terrible, isn't it? You know what? Here's the way I look at it. What a wonderful thing that you get to incubate and bring life into the world. Isn't it a wonderful thing that you get to carry a human being inside of your body, just the way Mother Nature or God had intended it to be? You're supposed to be giving it a safe place to grow and get healthy. Think of that. Don't think of it as a responsibility. Think of it as a privilege that you get to bring that child into the world. Right? And then you get to produce life-saving liquid. Liquid/fluid that'll help that baby grow and be strong and help its immune system start to grow. But hey, you want to share that process, apparently, which really isn't real anyhow. Marie Claire Springham has a product design student is a product design student at the Central Saint Martins. She's in the process of making a chest feeding kit. The idea behind the product is for dads to be able to help moms who are struggling to breastfeed their newborns. Now, it's still just in the conception stage. The kit will be tested, but contains a cocktail of hormones that a man would take while his partner is pregnant in order to grow milk ducts. Yes, because here's the deal. That's the way it should work. Isn't that the way Mother Nature intended? This is why are we always screwing with things? That's what I don't understand. If for those of you who believe in God, you're gonna do a better design than he could do? Oh, that's rich right in and of itself. And if you believe in evolution, shouldn't you let things take their course? Form the way they're supposed to be formed? Right? The main hormone is progestin, a form of female sex hormone, progesterone, which helps to stimulate production of milk glands. Oh, God, give me a break. You know, why not just... They had these kits years ago where the mother's breast milk, they'd pump it into a container of some kind that the male would wear around his chest so the baby would feel like they were in the same place. No. What we're going to do is we're going to give the guy drugs, and those drugs get in the milk, and the drugs in the milk go into the baby. Aren't you guys geniuses? God bless America. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. We're going to find out how your health care is going to be affected by this new Congress. We'll be back in a few minutes. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Why is the black man black and the white man white? God said, man said.com. The Sons of God and Science admits a ghost species. The amazing power of going to church. God said, man said.com. Dinosaurs and man contemporaneously. You possess the world's greatest treasure. God said, man said.com. Sin bones. St. Peter's fish. Hours of text and streaming audio. God said, man said.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. New numbers as we learn at least 42 people have now been killed in the California wildfires. DNA experts on scene as some of the people killed in their cars as flames jump roads and highways. Celebrities in the hard-hit Malibu area doing their part to help. Sandra Bullock donating $100,000 to the Humane Society of Ventura County for animals. And Lady Gaga, who evacuates her home in Malibu, showing showing up and volunteering at a Red Cross shelter.
Where we're going to see winds 30 to 40 miles an hour. That clearly has us concerned. We have a lot of resources out on this fire right now.
As for the situation in Malibu and Calabasas, Fire Chief Chris Anthony says wind still the biggest problem.
We're seeing these really strong, strong winds, and that's true even in Northern California on the campfire.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's get to it. I, again, when it comes to health care, health sharing, I keep telling you there are different ways to do this. And many people who have signed up for this product or process really see the benefit in it. And you get to take care of yourself the way you want to. Dale Bellis joins me. I always love when he's on it. I really do. I really love when he has time with me. Like I said, I love having this guy on with me. Dale Bellis is spokesman for Liberty HealthShare. And, you know, there are other ways to handle your medical needs, your health needs and what have you. And, you know, it's really funny because I just ran for election in my local area again. And the difference between now and the last time I ran is amazing because I took some weight off. I'm eating a little differently and what have you. So, you know, and I took care of this myself the way I wanted to. I read, I learned to understand these things. So when it comes to taking care of your body, taking care of your health, you need more control. You need more liberty. You just need to have the freedom to take care of your body, your health, the way you believe God wants you to take care of it. So Dale Bellis, he is the spokesperson for Liberty HealthShare, a whole different way, a better way, I think. I'll let him tell you that, though. I think it's a better way to take care of your body. Dale, thanks for being with me.
Boy, Joe, it is a pleasure to be with you, and you're exactly right. If the polls are to be believed, health care was at the top of the list of people's concerns going to the polls yesterday.
Yep.
And it really is a testimony of the fact that America is looking for solutions to this healthcare crisis. Government has not provided it, frankly. In fact, they've messed it up. The third-party pay system just simply complicates and causes prices to rise and create skyrocketing expense. But after decades of being told that there's only one way to pay for healthcare costs, and that's through health insurance, we're here to say, no, there is an alternative. It's cost efficient. It's cost effective. It's called healthcare sharing. And it's where we pay for each other's medical expenses. So we meet healthcare costs together at about half the cost of conventional healthcare because we are engaged in paying each other's costs.
Well, I don't know, comrade. That sounds like communism to me. You know, some of the people write me an email. They go, Wait a minute. This sounds weird. No, it's not weird. It's really not much different than it was when I was a kid, like in the 70s growing up. And you and I have talked about this plenty of times, that people love it. When you know, we were kids, we took care of each other. You know, our parents, Mr. Jones down the street, maybe he broke his leg, maybe he had something. And you helped. You helped with the family. You helped with the food. And you helped monetarily. This is along the same lines. You call it membership. I call it family. What do you think?
Well, it is precisely that. Sharing all things in common is what the original early church did, but it was voluntary and cooperative. It was not imposed by government. That's called socialism. This is called voluntary sharing, cooperation, and mutual assistance. It's really, as you just said, the way healthcare costs have been paid for generations in America. Prior to the advent of modern health insurance, and so it's just taking the old, proven and tried principles and pathway, and throwing in modern technology and the current circumstances of our healthcare world, and taking those principles and applying it as a solution to the healthcare crisis.
Well, you know, it's really funny because this is. This is bringing it back to a personal level. And one of the things that you and I, again, have talked about before is the thing I love is it's not this cold, bureaucratic insurance company. It's a yay or nay or what have you. You can send messages to the person you're, for all intents and purposes, sending money to or helping to get better. Maybe you've been through the same thing, words of encouragement. It's not just the insurance company going, yes, no, and here's your deductible. And that makes a world of difference when you know other people are in your corner fighting for you.
Well, our commitment, frankly, is to transparency and openness and disclosure to our members so that they know exactly every month where their money is going. They see it there in their online portal. They see their money's being contributed to their secure online account. We call it our share box. They know exactly that their money has been matched to another person, and they have a first name, last initial, however that receiving member wishes to disclose, that they can message that person with cheer, with encouragement, with prayer. And so it is, as you've just said, person to person, member to member, cost sharing. We're doing it together. The way I behave as a member affects my fellow members and vice versa. And it's that sense of community and togetherness that creates a spirit of ownership about the cost of our health care. And that changes our mentality when you're standing at the counter. Okay. I mean, I begin to eliminate unnecessary care. I begin to ask questions about what's the treatment plan here, and ask about costs and prices. That's the mentality that it creates.
But
that's
on
why
that.
The trajectory is downward.
You got to hit on that a little. Listen. People need to realize this is a different way of looking totally. When you get in front of a doctor with traditional insurance, you sit there and a doctor tells you, okay, well, this is what they'll approve and this is what they'll pay for and this is how many visits. And he's laying out your treatment plan based on the program you signed up for. Under Liberty HealthShare, you sit there and you ask the doctor, okay, so what are my options? Okay, well, I'd like to do this. And what will this? And all of a sudden, you are totally involved in taking care of yourself, right? I mean, two totally different universes.
It is absolutely essential to our mindset in healthcare sharing that it is our God-given right to manage and direct and control the care of our health. And if a person does not want to be so engaged and that's not their interest and motivation, this is not for you, but if you want to take responsibility for yourself and take care of your health and be focused on those areas that so impact your body and your family and those around you, then yeah, this is an alternative means of beating healthcare costs without having that intrusive third party, the insurance company, making decisions for you, stealing away your autonomy, and holding your money and dispensing it according to their principles and values and not yours.
I'm laughing because I'm thinking to myself, if you're one of those guys that walks to the car lot and you look at the sticker and write a check, this ain't for you, okay? If you if you're one of the guys that goes and looks at the sticker and wants to add or take away, then this is, you know, I jokingly call it haggling, but it's not haggling. It's really taking control of your, you know, of your body, of your health care. And there's so much more to this than just going to the doctor when something happens. When we come back from the break, I want to talk about how you have counselors, nutritional counselors, life. Well, you call them whatever you want to, but it makes a world of difference when you have somebody with knowledge helping you lose weight, get healthy, get your blood pressure down, whatever it is, working with them to make sure you stay healthy. We're going to hit that on the other side of the break, and we're going to talk about the new Congress. This ought to be fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the new Congress. Yeah, right. Really, I can only imagine what's going to happen. You know, they're talking about strengthening the Affordable Care Act. How are they going to strengthen it? What are they going to do to strengthen it? They're going to force small businesses again to provide health care? Or are they going to force them again to provide the services not needed? I don't. Last I checked, I personally do not need to take pregnancy prevention pills. Right? The pill, or whatever you want to call it. And when you look at what was available in the first go-around, it just made no sense whatsoever. And again, many people, you talk to them today, some states, their premiums have gone up by 141% from the time that it was originally came to being. How do you fix that? You fix it by reinstituting it, setting it back up again to run again? That's just nuts on so many levels. And that's what this Congress wants to do, the new Congress coming in. But again, I'm going to blame it on the old Congress. I'm going to blame it on the Republican-held Congress who could have fixed this 2 years ago. And bits and pieces of it. Maybe they couldn't push it all through at one time, but they could have fixed it and made changes over the last 2 years, and they chose not to. And I think that's that's a big reason why they lost. They didn't do the job they promised they were going to do when they were sent there. More with Dale Bellis. When we come back from the break, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Don't go far.
Trading involves financial risk. It is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. Let's just jump right back to it because I want you to hear the rest of this. This will really make a change. Some of you who don't have health insurance or a way to take care of yourself, this may be, or I believe it is, an option for you. We're back with our good buddy Dale Bellis. He's a spokesman for Liberty Health Share, and you know he's a regular on the show. I love having him here. And the reason I do is because, look, if you don't know how to take care of your body, you don't know that you have options. We'd all be driving, you know, a drab gray old Volkswagen kind of thing if we didn't have options. We love options as human beings. And when it comes to your body, I don't know about you guys, I want to be around a little longer. And you don't stay around a little longer by, you know, smoking three packs of cigarettes a day, eating Twinkies for lunch and dinner, and, you know, having a pound of bacon for breakfast. You need to know how to take care of yourself. And you've heard me talk about this before. When it comes to, you know, sitting in this chair to try to enlighten some of you out there, but sitting in this chair all the time, I got up to 290-some-odd pounds. And I was able to take off 30 pounds just by changing my eating habits. I did some reading, I looked some things up, and it was just a matter of changing how I eat. My blood pressure came down, I felt better, my knees felt like knees again. My feet weren't as swollen. I know I'm giving you too much information, but I'm trying to paint the picture for you here. But my insurance company would like, we don't do that, but we can give you a membership for a gym. Right, Look at me. I'm not going to a gym. Okay? I obviously don't go, and I'm not interested. I need some help. If you get involved with Liberty HealthShare, they have people that will talk with you, and they will help you. Dale, am I off here, right? You're willing to help us, aren't you?
Well, I've got to tell you, Joe, thanks for sharing that about yourself. I've got to tell you my personal story.
Go.
8 years ago, I looked myself in the mirror. I was 50 pounds overweight, smoking 6 and 7 cigars a day. My blood sugar was out of control. And I said, somebody's got to take care of this issue. And I looked myself in the mirror and said, ain't nobody going to do it except you.
Yep.
And I threw my cigars away. I went on a low-carb diet. I lost 50 pounds. I started to exercise. And it was dramatic. My blood sugars went from out of control to pre-diabetic. And I just said, this is the way that folks ought to confront and deal with some of these lifestyle-based conditions.
Mm-hmm.
And so we launched with Liberty HealthShare a program. It's one of the ways in which we deal with pre-existing conditions. We share in those costs so long as they enroll with Health Track, we call it, costs an additional $80. But we assign them a health coach, and that health coach sets predetermined treatment plans and goals, provides positive encouragement and reinforcement and accountability, I might add, which is one of the very necessary elements of the psychology of change. And they move towards accomplishing those goals, and once they do, we celebrate their achievement, send their name out to the newsletter, and send up digital balloons. The $80 drops off, and they continue on as a member. And so we're seeing lives change, frankly, as a result of that.
And it's the encouragement that helps. Look, you're sitting there and you're doing things. When I lost the first 5 pounds, I was like, okay, you know what? I feel a little better. I mean, maybe I was fooling myself, but I was feeling a little better. 5 pounds made a world of difference, and it in and of itself encouraged me to keep going. If I had had other people around me, quite a few, saying, hey, man, you're looking good. You seem to be stepping a little better. You know, that would have made a world of difference. I mean, it's true. It's
absolutely
just human nature. But you're using some scary terms here, my friend. Sharing and paying for others. You know how conservatives are, right? So it kind of explain how it works. I go to the doctor and got a little pain in the side. Don't know what it is, and maybe it's just a kidney flush. I don't know. I'm not a doctor, but you know what I'm saying. I mean, explain how the process works to the average member.
Sure. Out of convenience, we give our members an ID card that just simply says, "Hey, we're all self-pay patients, responsible for our care and our costs." But I with my healthcare sharing ministry members send the bill to the address here on the card. And so the doctor or the hospital sends that bill. By the way, we don't have any limiting networks of doctors or physicians. Our members make those choices. We believe that's a part of our liberty and freedom that we have from God in terms of controlling the care of our health. So we choose our doctors and we choose our husbands.
My God, what a
tribe. They send that bill, we process it in our electronic system, and the member sees that hospital bill show up in their online member portal that we call our share box. They can see if they went to the hospital for a day and they're billing for 3 days, they call us and say, wait a minute here, this bill is full of errors. And so we have an opportunity to disclose and transparently see what is transpiring with the billing with those providers. Then we ask a number of members to share in that cost. We send the check out to the hospitals. And we're able to do that to the extent of $30 million every month with our current membership size.
Wow. And again, people need – it's a hard thing to do because, you brought up from day one with your parents writing that check to the insurance company or talking about how it's been taken out of their paycheck and that whole thing and do we have enough for the deductibles. And you know what I'm saying? I mean, you hear this growing up, so the first thing you start thinking of when you get your own job is, hey, does it come with medical insurance, right? And it's a whole different way of thinking. And you just have to get people to move through this and understand, look, guys, this is not the norm. There are other options for you. And this is, to me, this is one of those big deals. Okay, Congress, we're going to have a change in Congress here. And every time we have a new body come in to want to do it, it kind of plays with health, you know, health care. What's this going to mean for Liberty Health Share, if anything at all?
Well, I have to tell you, Joe, there is a contest of ideas in the like public that. Arena regarding health care as to whether we will adopt a socialistic model like other nations, take the UK or Canada, for instance, and have a single payer, meaning government controlled and owned and paid for health care, where we sweep away all of the private options and choices and our own private engagement and instead march in lockstep with the government control of our health care, or we increase choices, we increase options. We put the opportunities into the hands of the individual consumer, which has been the pattern and habit and tradition of America. We have these two choices in front of us. We'll see maybe a generation from now what wins out or which succeeds. But we've got to be alert to this issue, to this discussion, let our voices be heard, engage in the process. And if you're like me, I opt for personal choice and freedom as opposed to government imposition.
You know, I totally agree with you. It's amazing when you look at this. Look, and if you're willing to touch on it, I know that I don't want to get political with you, but when you look at social medicine across the world, across this planet, it doesn't work. It has never worked. And even at the rudimentary level, we, you know, because we do these kind of shows on a regular basis, even at the rudimentary level, even your basic health care needs are short on a regular basis, are they not?
Well, we're here to give our members freedom, option, and choices right. regarding health care. The absolute reverse of that is what we see. Just take the National Health Service in the UK. It's not my words. It's not some ranting a conservative right winger who said it. It was the Red Cross who did an analysis of the National Health Service in 2017 and said it is a human rights disaster. That was their term.
Wow.
Now, that's not my opinion. That was theirs.
Right.
So if we can learn from how it's lived out its lifespan in other jurisdictions and countries, hopefully we can learn from that experience and not adopt the same kind of system.
Yeah, I have a few friends that actually live in the UK, and the same thing. I mean, some of the issues are just horrendous there. My God, even getting, you know, penicillin for some issues is a problem. But, all right, let's tell people the upside, though, the happy side, which is Liberty Health Share is available to you. How do they get it? How do they find out about it? And how do they sign up today?
LibertyHealthShare.org is the place to go. LibertyHealthShare.org. Really, I encourage people to get the information packet. It's free. It's called a decision guide, and it gets delivered electronically to your email. So just give your name and email address, chock full of explanation or information about Liberty Health Share and healthcare sharing. Or if you want to just talk it through, as I do at my age, Joe, I like to call.
Me too.
The toll-free number. Just call the toll-free number. Easy to remember, by the way, 855-58, and then just spell out the word Liberty, 855-58-LIBERTY, or peruse the pages of the website. There's a great frequently asked questions page there. But libertyhealthshare.org is the place to go.
Yeah, you know what, Dale, I always learn so much from you, you know, and I know the conversation is somewhat in the same arena when we talk, but I got to tell you, people, they learn more and more when we discuss the fact that you have the liberty and freedom to choose how your body gets taken care of is, it's like a philosophical class from another planet. We've just been so conditioned to think differently, but always appreciate your time with me, Dale Bellis. Thanks for being with me. That's perfect timing. Do you love that? Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Remember, tomorrow, we're here all week. Hopefully you are, too. Seriously. Thanks for being with me.